out west in California, out in the mother lode. The ghost of highwaymen still wait on Lingerie Road. Some said he looked like Charlie, some said he talked like Jim, and he said that I could learn a lot if I hung around with him. Some said that he had powers, though I think it was a trick. I'm told he bent aluminum using just his eyeballs blazed with fire as he played on his guitar, surrounded by his followers at six broken down old cars and two old buses and women full of grace who waited very patiently to sit upon his three-wheeled motorcycle, a rolling work of art, the misbegotten offspring of a brass bed and golf cart. So I bought for him a Chevy van and a boat so he could speed across Don Pedro Reservoir while he would smoke unfiltered Camel cigarettes, Pall Mall and Lucky Strike, drinking acid cups of coffee, eating Twinkies and like there was no tomorrow. But his luck it soon would turn when the volunteers of Soulsbyville said, let the sucker find another place to live, as he watched the fire glow and consume the place that had once stood on Lingerie Road. How the fire started, it's still a mystery. It ain't too late to place your bet and 'twain harder to wall me. Some say it was the neighbors, they wanted rid of him. But whoever struck the match that night, I'm thinking it was Grim. Where that shack was stands a new house, a stately gray abode. I wonder, is it haunted by the legend of Lingerie Road?